Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're sharing with you again on the subject of rejection. We pointed out so far that rejection results from a denial or a lack of love. And if you have had rejection in your life and you have been hurt by it because you've been refused or denied or turned down or slighted or shunned, ignored, neglected, avoided, on, then it's because of the way you've reacted and responded. Everybody needs love, and who's the source of love? God is. Without love, then we're going to have soul realm problems develop. Whenever someone rejects you from a denial of love, it will cause a wound to self if you don't deal with it properly. And when self is wounded, this can open up the door for lots of abnormalities to occur in the soul realm. You can become unstable in your behavior and your attitudes and your opinions and the way you deal with things. Rejection can bring hurt if you don't deal with it properly. But we've got to learn to deal with it properly. Wrong reactions will actually be areas of sin in our life. And we mentioned the fact that some of these wrong reactions in the previous broadcast. We also talked about all the reasons how rejection occurs in our life. And it can happen from inheritance line. It can happen from the womb or when we were a child or in childhood or any time in our life when people have abused us or ridiculed us or left us out or excluded. It can happen in relationships with friends or marriage. Every single one of us have had an opportunity to be rejected in our life in some manner. Wrong reactions will open up the door for demonic spirits to come in, and it is the reaction of self responding out of how we feel that will cause hurt and damage. The wrong reactions are, we pointed these out, a fear of rejection. If you get a fear of rejection, you're really building walls around the real self so you don't get hurt again and create all these false defense mechanisms in your life. A second wrong reaction was self-rejection, where you decide, must be something wrong with me. So you begin to reject yourself, and you seek to change yourself in order to be accepted by others. God says we should love ourselves. If there's any changing that needs to be made, you need to let the Lord do the changing as you seek Him and find out what the Word says, confess sin, repent, and turn from it. Not try to seek to change your personality or to try to make yourself be a different person. You let God deal with the area of sin in your life, otherwise it will cause a lot of damage. Another wrong reaction is the area of rebellion. If you've been rejected, a lot of people respond, and it's because they haven't been loved by those in authority. They say, well, I'm not going to submit to anybody in authority, and I'm going to rebel. Rebellion is going to bring much destruction. Many people, because they haven't been loved, they have had rejection, they have an outward manifestation of rebellion. They might run off in drugs or alcohol or fornication or some other means of rebellion. Bitterness is another one, evil fruit produced because you're not willing to forgive. You've got to forgive, otherwise the door will be open for the enemy, and hurts will come in, and that produces anger and hatred and retaliatory attitudes. Also, the spirits of memory recall will be sure to bring forth the memory of the past painful memories of the hurts and keep them alive and quicken them to you. This is all the work of the devil. This is not God. God doesn't bring these things up. This is all the activity of demonic spirits. Self-pity is another reaction we saw, and that's where you begin to think, poor old me, I've been treated unfairly, and you begin to think like you've been treated so unfairly in your life, and it can bring depression, inferiority, insecurity, inadequacy in your life. And that's a mistake. You don't want to respond to it that way. Others will escape, hide, and run away. They withdraw into something, withdraw into sleep, withdraw into alcohol, drugs, movies, TV, books, anything, sports, anything, rather than deal with situations in their life. Another wrong reaction is guilt, taking guilt upon yourself, or transferring guilt to others and pointing at others and being critical and fault-finding and judgmental. Another wrong reaction is inferiority, think I'm just not as good. That inferiority, that insecurity, that inadequacy type of feeling, and feeling hopeless. That is a great mistake. God wants you to get your eyes on the Lord because He needs to correct maybe some things in your life, but you don't want to sit there and think that you're inferior, insecure, or hopeless. This is all a wrong response to a lack of love in your life. Defensiveness. Many people get defensive. They react, they get the critical spirit, judgmental. They're doing everything they can so that they won't take the blame themselves or take any kind of rejection, hurts, and wounds. We don't want to be defensive and shift the blame to others or be critical or fault-finding. We don't want to develop that. That is going to be an area of sin. Another wrong reaction is hardness. Many people, they'll get hard. They have a hardness of heart that gets a hold of them. That hard shell, they won't let anybody come in and have anything to do with them. Of course, that's not going to help you. It's not going to solve your problems. That just causes you to have more wounds and internalizes the problems in your life. And what people do normally is they readjust their life. Common readjustments to rejection or a lack of love are perfectionism. A perfect person thinks that, well, I've got to be perfect. If I'm just perfect, then people will accept me. If I just do things just right, they'll approve me. And that thing is a hard taskmaster. It makes you have to do things just perfect. You'll be frustrated, impatient, intolerable toward yourself or anyone, anybody that tries to, anything that happens so you don't have a perfect performance. It will be frustrating to you. Perfectionism is a readjustment to a person who has had a lack of love or been rejected in life. False compassion and false responsibility. That's a person, unloved person, who's desperate for relationships, so he says, I'm just going to go find somebody else to help instead of really dealing with his own love needs, which are only going to be met in the Lord. Many people, they'll take their compassion to a pet. I have a pet for a lover. And it's nothing wrong with having pets, but it's wrong to humanize them and then rely on them for love and companionship as a source of that. That becomes an area of false compassion in your life. Material lust or sexual lust, any kind of lust. You know, if we're not having love, which really truly satisfies, then the enemy will bring lust. And that never satisfies. It just demands more and more. And that's what leads people into all kinds of things, whether it's getting money or sex or power or recognition or whatever it is. And it just leads them out in a wrong road. Other people, if they've been rejected, so they're going to promote themselves so at least they'll feel accepted themselves. And this is where the pride comes in. They start promoting themselves, exalting themselves, just in order to feel good about themselves. That's a mistake. We don't want to think of ourselves more highly than we ought. Another area is suppression of hurts and wounds. And this is what a lot of people do. They just suppress things, and that is a great mistake because that will not solve our problems. That just tries to sweep them under the rug, but instead they're internalized, and that can be the root of a lot of problems in the mind, in the emotions, or even physical ailments such as arthritis or ulcers or sickness. Other people will try to control others. They've been rejected. So I'm going to control and manipulate friends so that I'll have people around me, because they've been rejected in the past. If we don't want to be manipulative or controlling or dominating towards people, that is wrong. In fact, if you keep having rejection in your life and you keep doing these things, it will just readjust your life area after area. All these wrong reactions and readjustments will actually imprison yourself, and the enemies, the spirits will come in. You really lose your true identity, and you start feeling trapped and withdrawal, and you have a fear of loving people, and it really deceives you. Self-deception comes in because you get so preoccupied with self. This is exactly what happens to people that get into the area of paranoia or schizophrenia. They are just so into themselves. They're so wrapped up in all their problems, preoccupied with self because of all the spirits that come in. And this is a great mistake. So we've got to deal with this area. How are we going to overcome all this rejection? Because you've got to overcome. Because if you've been rejected, rejection will beget more rejection. In fact, it'll just draw more problems to you. How are we going to be healed? How are we going to be restored? We've got to, first of all, be open and teachable and realize the fact that we may have some problem areas in our life, bad patterns, things that are contrary to the Word. Go to the Lord to deal with problems. Don't reject yourself. Let the Lord deal with you and bring you to the place of repentance so you'll choose to do things as God wants so you wouldn't be rejected by people. Secondly, you're going to have to forgive every person who has wronged you or hurt you. Forgiveness is absolutely a prerequisite in order for you to be healed and delivered. A third thing is forgetting. You're going to have to let go of the things of the past. You know, the enemy tries to bring up these hurts to your memory continually, and this is the devil doing this. He wants to keep alive the memory of past wrongs, failures, hurts and wounds, things that have happened. Well, Paul says in Philippians 3:13, we're going to forget the things behind and we're going to press forward to the high mark of the calling in Christ Jesus. You got to learn to take your thoughts captive and replace them and think on good things. Praise God. Of course, another thing is repent. Repent from the sins. Repent from the areas where you've been walking contrary to the word. Also, repent from your wrong reactions to rejection, or repent from the readjustments that you made because of a lack of life, a lack of love in your life. And so you're going to walk now in love from now on, and you're not going to continue to operate in these wrong reactions or readjustments. Also, be reconciled. Where it's been rejection from a person, do everything you can to have fellowship restored with another. The Bible says in Romans 12:18, live peaceably with all men if possible. But of course, remember, reconciliation is a two-way street. If they won't be reconciled, there's not a whole lot more you can do but pray for them. You need to stabilize in God's love. And this is so important, because if you're stabilized in God's love, then you won't be moved. Jesus was stabilized in the Father's love, and he was rejected by men, but he wasn't wounded and hurt, and he didn't have to readjust his life in order to be pleasing to other people. Instead, he simply kept following what the Father wanted him to do. He was stabilized in God's love. You need to be stabilized in God's love for you. The whole world could reject you, but Jesus won't reject you. You are accepted in the Beloved. Praise God. In fact, the more you get stabilized in love, in 1 Corinthians 13, the Bible says you'll hardly even notice when done wrong. If you hardly even notice when you've done wrong or been rejected, then you'll be operating in love, and you're going to stabilize in the love of God. Another thing is you do need to get deliverance. These wounds of rejection have opened the door for demonic spirits to come in. These spirits have to be cast out. They're like an infection, in a wound, a spiritual wound. They've got to be cast out in order to be delivered and to be healed from it. And then you need to fill yourself up with the Word of God. What's the answer? Fill yourself up with love. Fill yourself up with the acceptance that God has towards you. And resist this rejection. Fill yourself up with the Word of God and be stabilized in God's love. Praise God. If you've been rejected a lot, if you've made these wrong reactions and readjustments, you need to get delivered, and you've got to make these decisions. Don't keep reacting in that same way out of that rejection response. Instead, walk with God in love. Deal with the problems. Repent. Confess the sin. Repent and turn around and get stabilized in God's love and get delivered, and God will set you free. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I